If Rupert Murdoch isn't in enough trouble as it is, it's been recently reported that he is in fact also dead. The report is obviously a hoax, but the group that posted it did manage to hack its way onto many websites owned by News International and make it look as if it was very much true. Now, the hackers are the notorious group Lulz Security, or Lulzsec, as they go by, that recently claimed responsibility, you'll remember, for managing to take the CIA website offline. It was an impressive performance. My question is now, really, who's in charge of the world these days? Stilgherrian is a freelance technology writer and broadcaster, and I'm a little nervous that he's going to say that he is. Hello, Stil.
G'day, Lindy. No, I'm not in charge of the world. I think everyone needs to realise that the space lizards run the world from their secret hideaway under the Antarctic.
I
read that on the internet.
Lulzsec just put that up just half
well,
an hour
might
ago
as well have.
With pictures. But they, how much power does this group have?
Look, I'm tempted to say as much as they want. I'll write off the kind of take away the CIA website of it, because that sounds as if they've done something terribly, terribly hard. But the CIA's website is a public website, and it's information the CIA wants you to see anyway. So that's actually not such a big deal. And the ones that are more significant are things like today's story, when they've managed to get into News International's websites in the UK, put up their own stories, redirect websites so that, you know, people see those stories and so on. And they've been doing things like getting into Fox News's presenters' LinkedIn profiles and changing those addresses.
It's
they're getting into people's emails. And, you know, they're doing a lot. It sounds like they're doing a lot, but the reality is that these guys are only doing the same kind of things that the really bad guys have been doing on the internet forever. It's just that they're very good at getting publicity for what they're doing, because,
well, it's so targeted. It's so current.
Absolutely.
That's the thing that they've, particularly with this, I mean, with what they've done with News over the last 24 hours, 48 hours, in comparison even to what they've done in the past, it now is so targeted at what everyone's talking about in the Western world anyway, what everyone's talking about in media especially. So now they've just said, well, you know, when it's not having a bit of fun with just any old thing, we can really specifically target a story that everyone's talking about anyway, and we can twist it, we can turn it to our advantage.
Absolutely. And News Unlimited, News International, I'll get all these companies right in a minute. News International this morning, our time, was so worried. They ended up taking their entire internet presence in the UK offline for more than 3 hours, I think it was. It was certainly several hours, while they figured out, you know, what the heck to do next. I mean, that meant not just the websites for The Sun, for The Times, for their other newspapers, their corporate website. It meant all of the other internet domains that related to all of the other businesses they own. It's something like 600 domains we saw that they had registered in the UK. Lulzsec is claiming that 1,200 and something websites went down. It was also all their email. Essentially, they went, right, we just have to disconnect everything from the internet until we figure out what's going on. And that took them, you know, a good few hours.
Yeah, the last thing that they needed in the current circumstances as well. The other thing about it too, still, is that I see this. I see what they've done, and I've thought, you know, it's pranksterish in a way, because I think we know that Rupert's not dead. But there was a few people who probably read that and went, oh, wow, that's, I mean, they'd be the first to know. Their own websites would be the first people to publish this, so it might actually be true, until it came out that it wasn't. But it was still a pranksterish thing. I mean, this could be used for deep, deep evil.
It could be. And even just changing a news story, you think that might be a prank. But what if you changed a news story in a more subtle way?
Just enough, exactly.
Just enough so that it was sort of believable, and it, for example, affected a company's share price, and then you went and did, bought shares while the share price slumped. 20 minutes later, everyone's figured out it's a hoax.
Yep.
The share price has recovered. You come back in. Now, one would hope that all of the stock markets around the world have algorithms looking at share trades, looking out for signs of insider trading and so on, but you know, that's also exactly the behaviour of day traders who are trying to work on the basis of a rumour and just make a quick buck over the source of a few minutes. So if you wanted to make money, if you wanted to cause real mayhem, you know, this is the way to go about it. And I guess we should be thankful that Lulzsec has stated that they're doing this for the lulz,
yeah,
for the laughs.
For the laughs out loud. Well, still, I think it could be just the tip of a very large Titanic-size iceberg. We'll talk again, I'm assuming, probably tomorrow.
Probably tomorrow when we see what else they've taken offline.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Still, yeah. Gary Ian is a freelance technology writer and broadcaster. We'll hear from him again in the future because it's such a brave new world. Not even that brave or new anymore. It's just the reality. We'll talk to Stephen Mayne about all of this and what may become of News Corp, particularly after the latest developments, and what may become of News Corp as a result of this British Parliamentary Committee inquiry that starts this evening. And I'll tell you some details about how you can listen to that if you happen to be up in the wee small hours of the morning and you'd like to have a bit of a listen. It's coming up a little later in the program.